Director Michael Mann's film biography of the gangster, Public Enemies, has relied heavily on authentic-looking locations across Wisconsin. One of them is the former Second Ward office of First Wisconsin Bank in Milwaukee. The 95-year-old building, which now hosts the Milwaukee Historical Society, was halfway through a five-year, $7.5 million renovation when Mann Scouts picked it as a location. The Society's executive director, Bob Teske, says the generous location fee the crew paid was just the beginning.
Just in terms of the restoration of the scagliola columns that surround the atrium of our building, we had had a pair of those repaired last year when we installed an elevator, and just that one pair, the work came to roughly $15,000. They did another six of those in preparation for filming here on site, as well as a good deal of work that brought the total over $100,000.
Teske says that's money the Society didn't have to fork out, and the craftsmanship was top-notch. Rick Bernstein of the Wisconsin Historical Society's Field Services Program adds that as long as people remember a movie, they can also remember the sites where it was filmed and visit them, something known as heritage tourism.
It's a form of tourism that really feeds into this whole historic preservation ethic. And people who are heritage tourists generally stay longer and spend more money than average tourists will.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Historical Society's Bob Teske says they're trying to host the local premiere of Public Enemies next year to help raise more money and publicity for their efforts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.